Don't trust code coverage measurements. Project managers seem to love it when developers report their code coverage because it gives them a sense of confidence in the quality and correctness of the work. This is a mistake. Code coverage does not guarantee you anything unless one other thing is true. Let me explain. Let's say there exists a part of the system that calculates a monthly mortgage payment based on a given interest rate. I can write a test that executes this behavior fully and then cause it to pass if the value returned is a number, any number. That test would pass and, if I wrote it right, report 100% code coverage, but it would ensure nothing. The crux of the problem is that code coverage measures the execution of the system by tests, but not that the system behaves in the correct way, which is, of course, what we care most about. Why would a developer do this? Because they're short on time, or they cannot figure out how to test it meaningfully, and the only reason they're doing it in the first place is that you told them they must. They don't care about it. You get what you measure. Demand coverage, and that's what you'll get. But this is not true if the team is using test-driven development as their way of working. In TDD, a test is always written first, and it reflects what the author of the test understands about the needed behavior. In writing it, they ensure they have that understanding. Developers value this because it gives them guidance about the knowledge they need to write the correct code. They do it for themselves because they want to succeed. You don't have to mandate that someone operate in their own best interests. This test is then executed and, of course, fails. Now the developers do the work to make it pass, and that code is always covered because of the way it was created to begin with. Also, that coverage is meaningful because of the way it was achieved. The observation of the transition from failing test to passing test increases developer confidence, which will tend to increase their velocity. So, if your developers are not doing TDD, don't trust code coverage measurements. If they are doing TDD, then only use coverage to ensure that the future work does not damage workflows, but nothing more. You don't need it to prove the comprehensive nature of the tests, because that's already ensured by the process itself.